The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
your ass.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 3 hours, Jethel Show tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale. To use it.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertainable,
mercantable, perfect, whimsical. This is what we call Jethel Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Testing 1, 2. I think I got it now. All right, let's see here. Testing. Yes, I think they can hear me now. This is Jethel Silverwing and the Jethel Silverwing Show, online gaming radio. This is Tuesday, March 18th, 2008. Sorry for the little mix-up there, folks. We lost connection in the house there for a moment. Ironically, just as we were about to go on the air. Okay, well, we're here, we're back, we're live, streaming, stuff. I'm Jethel, and with me as always is my love, my main squeeze, Elfin Jenna.
Hail and greetings.
There she is. How you doing today, Elfin?
Good.
Everything
and
good?
You?
Everything good at work?
Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, it was all right.
It's all right.
Yeah. Girl that works with me had to take yesterday and today off. Yesterday I worked most of the afternoon by myself, which kind of sucked. Today, I guess I went all right. I have my part-time with me. We did okay. All right, let's see here. Later on in the show, we're going to continue. Restart, I suppose, because we only did the one interview and then it kind of teetered off. But later on, we're going to be renewing Interview with a PC, where we're going to interview player characters, see what they're all about. If they roleplay, we're going to talk to their characters and see what's going on, see what's in their history, see what makes them tick. What makes a dark elf hang out with a bunch of wood elves? I'm not sure, but we're going to find out later on when we talk to Venok from the Antonia Bale server. What do you think of Venok?
He's okay.
He's okay? I like him. I think he's okay. Of course, Venok visited me when I took that trip down to San Diego over a week ago. Got to meet him in person. I think he's an all right guy. Kind of short, though. But he's cool. He's all right. And also later on in the show, the Drunken Dwarf. The Drunken Dwarf is going to... The Dwarf went to the thing in San Diego, and he brought a little voice recorder with him. And he went around interviewing people and talking about stuff. And while he recorded mostly the whole trip, he'd get about halfway through, and then he just completely forgot about the recorder. But, but yeah, we got interviews. We got people saying hi. And we had a great time. We had a really, really good time. Matter of fact, we had such a good time that we ended up on the official SOE podcast this week, didn't we?
Yes, you did.
Now, is it an SOE podcast or is it just an EverQuest 2 podcast? What is
it? It's SOE podcast.
Okay, so Sony Online Entertainment.
They cover all the SOE games.
All right, but I got mentioned. But not for my, not for my show. Not for the fact that I run a great guild. Not for the fact that I'm dead sexy. I got mentioned because that game Rock Band. Rock Band. It's kind of like Guitar Hero, but you also have a someone on vocals and somebody on drums. And me, Momoche, from the Japanese Community Relations. And, God, I can't remember who was doing the drums. I just can't remember who it was. It was a guy. I can't remember who it was. But we kicked butt. We got the highest score of the night. It was great. I mean, every time, you know, Momoche was on the guitar. And every time she would make a mistake, I would just be so on pitch that it kept saying, you know, excellent, you know, star quality or whatever the hell it was. I carried the whole thing. No, it was great. Of course, the song I sang was "Dead or Alive" by Bon Jovi, which is what we played just before the show went on the air here. Twice actually, because we had to start the stream back up, and I wanted to make sure we were actually live before actually starting my music and stuff like that. But yeah, it was "Dead or Alive" by Bon Jovi.
Which you really rock on.
I can't. Matter of fact, let's listen to a little bit of that right now. Let's hear it.
I'm a cowboy.
Rocking out through Jethro Silverwing. Why not? That's what I have to say. Why not? Of course, a lot of people would just say, why?
Because it was there?
Quite possibly. Quite possibly. Okay, so what have we got going on here? We have the United States Supreme Court looking at the right to arm bears. And I'm against it. I'm against arming bears. I have to take Stephen Colbert's stance on this. I think it's a bad idea. I think Skyheart from the Legion of Kithacor, hates bears. And I'm sure she would be quite remiss to see a bear walking down the street with a loaded 45. I mean, you shouldn't be giving guns to bears. It's going to, you know, just ruin the hunting season. And, you know, see, Skyheart just says in the chat there, bears are evil. Yes, they are, and they should not have guns. So, I'm, what? What?
Hun.
What?
I think it was the right to bear arms, not arm bears.
The right to bear arms?
Yes. Not on bears. Honest. Really think so.
Bear. Okay, so we're talking about wearing short sleeve shirts then?
No. No.
Talking about,
I mean, I'm pretty sure you could.
So you're talking about going out, killing a bear, cutting off his arms, and putting it on a mantle?
No. The right to bear arms, like, you know, having weapons.
Oh.
Not arming bears. Okay.
All right, never mind. Okay. What else we got going on? I don't know. Because, you know, I've been so busy with work and stuff like that since I got back from the community summit. I have had no time whatsoever to do anything. Isn't this your job, Hunter? Aren't you supposed to get notes for me?
I am?
I thought you were.
Well, I try, but sometimes don't like my notes.
Tea. I gotta say, hon, you did good by this tea. The original
good.
The original batch of that slippery elm stuff just sucked.
Gag-a-maggot.
Oh God, it was horrible.
I think it's had because of licorice in it.
I like licorice, but apparently it doesn't make a good tea.
It doesn't make a good tea.
But yeah, the blend. Yeah, Elquin made up her own blend. She's been a great little alchemist or provisioner, whichever. And gotta say, it's a heck of a lot better than that pure slippery elm stuff or whatever it was with the licorice.
That wasn't. It had a bunch of stuff in it. It had licorice root and I forgot what else. But you know, I got it down to just the basic stuff of what you need.
I like it. And as you folks can tell. As you folks can tell, I do still have the cough. I have to make an appointment with my doctor this month for to get my blood checked and stuff like that. I got to get my prescription refilled for the blood pressure medication and stuff like that. But while I'm there, I will talk to her about this cough because, God, I just can't shake it.
I think it has to do with you. The West Coast being so moist and stuff, maybe.
It could be. It could be a moisture problem. I don't know.
I'm more concerned about your throat, which is what the tea's for.
Right. But yeah, the voice is coming along rather nicely. I've been trying very hard not to sing and stuff like that. It's one of the reasons that we haven't had, that we're not going to have any pre-recorded stuff. Today with Drunken Dwarf and Cheez-It because Cheez-It does a lot more harm to my voice than Dwarf does. And I just kind of want to get up to 100%. Monty the Geek has been wanting me to record a few things for him. So, and I keep telling him I can't do anything until my voice is up to 100%. Because I don't want to wreck it again. And, so it's just going to be a little bit longer. I think we're doing pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing great! Keep the ale flowing like wine!
Want the ale to flow like wine? What the hell's that about?
I'm blind, stinking drunk!
Okay. Dwarf's getting sloshed behind him. Hey, and he has every right to be sloshed. Brel days. Brel Days is upon us. Brel's Tavern. What is the tavern called? It's Brel's
I thought it was just Brel's Tavern or Brel's Bar. It's, well, in Kinos, it's right outside the North Kinos gates in Antonica. Just look for a bunch of drunken dwarves with a bunch of garbage on the ground and take the port.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then...
And then?
The avatar of the underground, who's, like, he's the avatar of Brel.
Right.
He's wandering around out there in Antonica, out in the fields, right there.
Yep. He's right there in the fields, right where the Skeleton King is during the Halloween live events.
And he really wants to get a drunk on.
Yes.
And he needs your help. You gotta go get him lots of booze.
Lots and lots of booze. And we're being...
The big guy.
We're being corrected by Delmon. It's the avatar of the Underfoot, not underground.
Underfoot. Okay, and it was under something.
The avatar of the Under Delmon. So, yeah, so we got the new cloak. Let's link this in the chair. Go the Brel Day cloak somewhere in my packs. I have that
new battle.
Where is that?
The what?
The hat.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've got one. I've got it. You want me to...
Yeah, I don't see it. So go ahead and link it up there. So, yeah, I got my cloak. What's that?
The helm of foamy goodness.
Foamy goodness. So go ahead and check that out in your...
What that does is it creates two mugs. They get attached to the side of your head. And all you're missing is straws, you know, to go in each one and then
right.
You're out.
Oh, yeah, so, you can't view that in the dressing room.
No, there's nothing to view.
Right, that's not an equipable item. Oh, there it is. All right, so that's that. We discussed the bears. We got Brell stuff going on. I've been mentioned on the podcast, the SOE podcast, wish I would have known about that sooner. I would have taken a snippet from the podcast and broadcast it here. That's all right.
Sorry, my fault.
That's okay. And, later on, we're going to have Venok on. Yeah, we'll bring Venok on to talk about his character and whatnot after the first music break. I think that's good.
And yeah, the Festival of Unity's coming up too, and I keep forgetting to go to the meetings.
Oh, Quinn.
I know.
Now that is your job.
Yes, I keep forgetting.
Festival of Unities. Phylok, Elquin, if you know specifics.
Yes, Phylok, remind me.
Do we have specifics on the Festival of Unity? Date, time, that kind of thing?
Yeah, there's a date.
Okay.
I'll have to go look it up.
All right.
I'm not sure if it's in the forum. I know I posted it on Kithacore, so let me go there.
Okay. Of course, if you...
I want to say it's the first week in June, the 1 through 7.
Yeah, Phylok is saying the first week in June. Of course, if you guys want any of my parody songs, anything like that, go on down to kithacore.org. Download the Brell's Magic Keg is for Ale video. Of course, you can download it from YouTube. If you prefer the low quality streaming video, but if you want the high quality, you know, open it full screen and it'll look great video, go to kithacore.org, go down to audio and video, scroll on down, the Brell's Magic Keg is for Ale, and view that video, darn it. What did I say that we had this afternoon, as of this afternoon, like 5,300 downloads so far?
Yeah.
5,300 downloads so far. That's great. I'm so proud. Elquin, they like me. They really... Actually, it's more of liking you. I did the song, but that video's all yours.
Yeah, but like I said before, you know, when I'm... Artist does a music video, you know, it's the artist they recognize, not the director.
Well, I'm stating for the record, the video was all Elquin. I just provided the soundtrack to it.
So, like, if I told you that if I Googled my name today, Elquin, and there are tons of listings for that video now.
Really?
In all different languages. Yeah, it was some Japanese sites, and God, I don't know where else they were linking it.
I gotta check this.
Elquin Jana, full name.
Oh, you can even dig Elquin Jana's blog. That came up first for me. dig.com/PC_games. Elquin Jana's blog. I'm going to dig your blog. You got one dig. I'm going to dig it.
Cool.
Oh, it wants me to join and log
in. Yeah, you got to join, so never mind.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Yeah, I know.
I ain't got time for that right now. But, oh, yeah. How about if you Google Jeff?
You have to use your full name, I believe.
No, I got a lot of stuff here, actually. Kithacore.org, of course, comes up first. My account on Wii Games comes up next. Of course, that's for the EQ2 Braille Days competition. If you guys want to go and
vote
and love my video, well, Elquin's video.
Our video.
Braille's Magic Egg is for Ale.
How's that?
It's, yeah, you can just Google Jethel, I suppose. It'll show right up. See, even Harry likes it.
And don't forget to post some comments about the video over on Wii Games.
Oh, my God.
And you tried the software for that thing, didn't you?
Yes, the Wii Games video capture software. I'm liking it. I really am.
Should I try it next time?
I don't see any reason why not. I really like the way it came out. But I'm looking at something right now. What is this? According to Maplandia.com, Google Maps, and World Gazette, Jethel is in Pakistan.
You are?
That's what it says. Why in the world am I in Pakistan?
I don't know, hon. Did you move and didn't tell me?
Apparently, Jethel is a town in Pakistan. I did not know this.
Really? Oh, I'm in trouble now.
I had absolutely no idea.
Oh.
Jethel, populated place, location, Sangorha, Punjab, Pakistan. I had no idea.
It's funny what you find out when you Google yourself.
Pretty much so. I had no idea it was in Pakistan. Yes, Tolly, my video is still the only submission for the Braille's for the Braille Days competition. Come on, people, put a video together. I don't want to win by default. I really don't. Let's get something out there. Get a video of you and your buddies getting blind, stinking drunk, or something. Do a video to Drunken Sailor or something. What shall we do with a drunken dwarf? Oh, we had a ding in guild.
We had two dings in guild, really.
Two? Okay, what was the first one?
I'm going to slaughter his name when I try to say it.
Well, what is it? Apparently it was...
T-Rook? Tyrick?
Well, he's not on right now. Whoever he is.
T-Y-R-I-K. He became a 25 monk.
Tyrick. Tyrick is now a level 25 monk. Well, he's not on right now, but I'm going to go ahead and give him a ding anyway. Let's see here. Havgan. Havgan is now a level 69 provisioner, so congratulations, Havgan. There we go, there's your trade skill ding. Are you sure they're not trying to, arm bears?
Honest.
Get all worked up over nothing.
I know. Can you imagine all these bears running around with Uzis in the woods?
Oh, Low Kick hit level 74 today. So we will give Low Kick a ding. Thank you very much, Truthlight, for that info.
Low Kick's getting kind of high. So we're going to call him High Kick?
Yeah, I tell you what, we'll get him in a Radio City Music Hall Dancing Girl. What do they call the Rockettes? We get him in a Rockettes outfit, and we'll start calling him High Kick. That's what I think.
Get him.
I think that's really funny, though. Jethel is in Pakistan. Oh,
Message for you, sir.
Message for you, sir.
You need to get that.
Okay, if we got nothing else, I'm going to go ahead and go to a music break and then we'll get Venog on here. Venog's aching to talk to us. He's excited. Not that excited, but...
We'll drag him on screaming.
Kicking and screaming. Let's see. What's the lineup saying? If you have any requests, any music requests, let me know. Let's see here. We'll do that one. Oh, you know what? May as well start off with this one. I don't know if she's listening right now, but we need to give a nice big old ding, a happy birthday ding, belated, to the Den Mother. We have no idea how old she is, and it's impolite to ask, so we'll just give her a ding here. Den Mom had a birthday, what was it, last week?
Yeah, the first week in March.
Okay, so yeah, last week, week before, something like that. Den Mom had a birthday, and we missed it. Happy birthday, Den Mom. Congratulations on dinging to another year. And we're going to go ahead and start the music montage with The Den Mom Has Got It Going On. ...out now and then, so if we lose them, we'll get them back as soon as possible. So, with that being said, Venog, how are you?
I'm doing all right. Besides wanting to shoot Verizon due to my internet issues.
I can certainly understand that. So tell me about Venog. Who is Venog? Where did he come from? Why is he stealing my cookies?
He doesn't eat cookies.
Then let me just state that. Who are you, and what are you doing in my hot tub?
I like your hot tub. That is why I'm in your hot tub.
Enough said. Yeah, you like putting Jell-O in my hot tub. Stop it.
I did it once. It was lime Jell-O. I thought it matched the rest of your decor.
Green.
Exactly.
Of course, anyone who wishes to come on up to Jethel's place, come on up, South Kinos, last door before you get to the Kinos docks, just come on in, visit Jethel. We're upstairs in the attic. All right, so tell us about Venog. What's he all about?
Well, let's see. He came from Nariak, the original Nariak, not the new one. Mainly overall, he has issues. He has a lot of issues. Currently, he's a demon, like you, except for he's not as controlled. He does have his tangents where he goes off and tries to kill everyone. That's happened a few times.
Well, that just means you fit right in with the Legion of Kethacor.
Yeah, he likes punt-kicking Fae. It's one of his hobbies, I guess. Let's see.
No, I simply can't
well,
abide
he
to
did.
That. Don't be punch kicking the Fae.
It's so easy, though. I mean, you tie their wings up, curl them up into little balls, there you go.
Well, you really don't even have to tie their wings up. You just wait till they dance, and then you wait till they curl up into a little ball, then boink.
Oh, but that doesn't last that long. That's not as fun. Using Fae as kites, too. That's amusing.
So,
well, I don't know. So, what exactly do you want to know about him?
Well, what are your likes, your dislikes? What kind of women are you interested in? These are things that my audience wants to know.
Well, hell, Xanadai knows what kind of women he likes.
Oh!
I'm going to get kicked for that later.
Very hard right in the temple.
She is a monk.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
What else can you tell us about Venog? Yeah, you say he has his demon, but not really like Jethel, though. You have, like, something growing inside of you type of thing.
Yeah, it's entwined with them.
Okay. So you're, what, something like a possession type of thing, or?
Pretty much. It was a curse set upon him by a priest that actually managed to cure his first issue, which was vampirism. Mm. But the priest really did not like him at all because of his attitude. So he cursed him with a demon. The longer he has that demon, the more the demon intertwines with the Venzel.
Venzel.
So, yeah.
What is Venzel?
Venzel.
Oh, Venzel. I'm sorry.
So, the longer the demon's in him, the more attuned he is with it. So.
All right. And can this demon be exorcised or something like that? Is that a possibility?
Not now, it's not. If it was done earlier, yes. But if it is removed now, Ven will die.
Well, we don't want to see that, sir. Really side up.
Yeah. I know a few people that do.
I think the entire Fae population would not shed a bitter tear over you, actually.
No, not really.
Hey, have you heard the news? Venok's dead. Isn't that the guy that was going around punting us around? Woohoo!
Yeah,
that's pretty much the reaction that would happen.
Delmon is saying here, Delmon can exercise. He can do push-ups with 20 girly Fays on him.
And he is going to get kicked later.
Skyheart, go get him.
Stick him, Sky. Guy. Yeah.
Of course, if anyone has any questions for Venok, you can go ahead and just say it there in the chat channel. For those of you who don't know, you can talk to us live, in-game, from just about any Sony Online Entertainment game. Just go and join eq2.guk.ogr. That's the OGR channel on the GUK server, EverQuest 2.
And if anyone has death threats for me or, insults, send them to Jethro, please.
I'll make sure to forward those over to you. And especially, you know, the exploding mail and stuff like that, you know. Hey, we got a package here. Who's it from? Ted Kaczynski? Unabomber? Okay, I'm really showing my age by knowing who the Unabomber is. Skyheart just threw a pie at you.
That's like the fifth time today.
Well, if nothing else was making you taste good, of course, if any of the ladies went to come over and give you a lick.
No, don't go giving them ideas.
I'm not saying where you should be licked or anything like that.
Well, I at least appreciate that. Thank you.
Now, you went to San Diego to see me.
I have no idea what the hell I was thinking.
Wasn't that bad?
Yes, it was. No. No, you're actually somewhat cool.
Oh, gee, thanks. Hear that, Elkman? Oh, look, we lost Venok's signal. I know. I think you were very upset that you did not get to meet the Delmon.
Yes, I was. I wanted to harass him mercilessly.
Well, it's just because it's so much fun. So much fun to harass the Delmon. Delmon has a question for you. He asks, was it all you hoped and dreamed it would be?
Chose to say no because he wasn't there.
Yeah, well, that's partially true. Yes. And the traffic getting there wasn't fun.
I'm sure it wasn't. Angela Coria has a question for you. Angela Coria would like to know if you enjoy randomly turning into a wolf and sitting on people.
Yes, I enjoy it very much. It is extremely amusing, especially with some of the screenshots I have.
Of course, we're referring to the instance with Dole the other week.
No, that was the fish form.
Oh, that's
nothing
right.
Can beat that. That was just wrong.
No, that was wrong on many, many levels. Elgin is Dole there? Can he have a comment?
You want a comment?
Fishy guy sitting on your butt.
You really want him to comment?
Oh, why not?
Get over here and comment.
Now this will be good.
Here.
Dole, can you hear me?
Yes.
And do you have any comments for Venok, who was sitting on you in fishy form?
You ruined my bed for a long, long time.
What's that?
I don't think my back can be repaired.
I wasn't sitting on your back, I was sitting on your butt.
That's worse.
It was cushier.
Well, he is a monk, so he's supposed to have a real, muscular butt.
No, it wasn't muscular. It was just padding. It was cushy. I see.
All right, so Dole, get back to those push-ups and sit-ups and trying to get that fat off your butt. Phylok is heading out for the night. Good night, Phylok. Okay. Now, of course, if you have any questions for Jared says, don't forget the crate to the face. What's that all about? The crate to the face.
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
Someone, I can't remember who, when I was sitting on Dole, decided to put a crate on Dole's head.
Okay.
It was a little fey. And, yeah, she was letting out little fey farts in the crate. It was pretty amusing.
Okay, that's really weird. Delmon has
You missed that part.
Delmon has a question. Given the current state of trade skills, which trade skill is the best?
I don't only have one trade skiller in center, so I tend to lean towards that trade skilling class.
Okay,
it is enjoyable to me.
You kind of broke off a little bit there. Can you repeat that?
I only have one trade skiller.
Okay.
And that's a carpenter.
Carpenter.
Yeah. And I really enjoy doing trade skilling as a carpenter. Haven't tried any other classes, really.
So
I tend to lean towards carpenter.
So what you're saying is you enjoy working your wood.
Yes, very much so.
He enjoys work and hammering his wood as well. You see, that's something that I can't say as a... being into the fletching, I do not hammer my wood.
Yeah, well, you'll have to work on that.
Let's see here. Delmon also comments, epics, are they really that epic?
I don't know.
Rangers isn't. It's already been proven that there's better bows out there.
Exactly. Yeah, there
and
are.
And the fact that we don't have ammo to use in it, it puts it at a lower rate bow than the ones that get elsewhere.
So come on, Sony. Domino, come on. I don't know. Is Domino the one in charge
of
the epics?
No. Okay. She's trade skills only.
I see. Domino, we love you. And I met you in person. You're really cute and cuddly. And we love you to pieces. So who's ever in charge of the epics? I'm sure I probably talked to you in San Diego. How about some arrows for that damn bow?
Oh, and make it look better. I'm sorry, I'm not impressed with the looks of the bow, especially since the mythical looks the exact same as the fabled one.
Hmm.
Come on, what's up with that?
Yeah, and that Dizog bow of flame that you linked to me earlier, actually, I think looks better. Maybe I'll link that into the channel.
Yeah, I like the design. Yeah.
Yeah, I like the way this bow of flame looks. I mean, it doesn't have any sparkly effects or anything like that, but I like it.
The overall design is better.
I think it looks kind of cool. Kind of ivory and etched. Honestly, it looks like something that High Elf would come up with. If you ask me. Kind of fits with the new Tenarian feel, if you ask me. It doesn't look like, Dizok would be, a Sarnak race or something like that?
Yeah.
Doesn't look Sarnak at all.
No. I'd expect it to have more pointy things on it.
Mm-hmm. Delamon.
Oh, I got it. Oh, I just got to tell the farting fae was Angel Coria.
Yes.
So.
And Delamon would like to know, are you smarter than the Delamon?
Well, of course I am. See, I mean, that's it. That's a given.
Xanadai happens to agree with you.
Thank you, Xan. Yeah, I'll submit some lore questions to him sometime this week.
Now, see,
or to Xan, really.
Now, see, I got a problem with that. I don't think it's a matter of being smarter than the Delmon, but just being more knowledgeable than the Delmon.
Yeah, being more knowledgeable about the game.
Right. I mean, there are some people that don't know crap about lore, but they know about the dynamics of the game. Personally, I know a lot about the lore of EQ1, but really, not really a whole lot about the lore of EQ2.
I actually don't know that much about the lore of EQ1, being I never played it.
Well, yeah, that would be a problem.
But stuff we have on our website really does help a lot. So.
Yeah, let's see here. If you go to Kithagore.org. If you go to Kithagore.org, you can click on EverQuest 1. And, oh, EverQuest 1. Oh, I'm sorry, the Dark Forest. And then we have an ancient book. And this is all the race stories and stuff like that for EverQuest 1. And I also have a bunch of stuff that's called the Lost Lore of Ancient Norrath. But this is basically, this is like pre-beta stories, and some of them are actually fan stories. I got one in there called the, the War of the Broken Crown. I actually thought it was a pre-beta story about the separation of the elven races. It actually turns out to be a fan story.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff in there, really good reading.
Oh, yeah. Really good stuff there.
So, if one has the time, go and read it.
Let's see here. So what else can we say about that? What can you tell us about
it? He's a jerk.
He is, though. I will give him that. I mean, I know it's just the way you play him, but Fennec's an ass.
He is. He is an ass. He's a total ass. I don't,
wait,
you know, deny that at all.
I think we got it, Elquin. We have the ass of the night. Just happens
not
to be
blue.
My guest. Just
you have a blue bat.
It's not blue.
It's ebon. Ebon is kind of a purple. Ebon is kind of a really dark purple.
See, I use Soga for dark elves and most other races. And in Soga, he's not blue. I don't even know what his original model looks like. Not anymore, anyway.
Delmon wants to know if Venok is the Joskar. No, you know what? We haven't heard from Joskar.
Hell.
We haven't heard from Joskar in a long time, actually. I don't know what happened to him.
Hell no. I am better than the Joskar.
Although Joskar does get ripped on a whole lot.
Yeah, he does.
Actually, not recently. I mean, we haven't seen him in so long. It's been, you know, kind of pointless trying to rip on him.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Where has my Joskar gone? I need to poke fun at him. That was right.
Yes, it was.
Well, let's see here. We're being joined in Jethel's house here by Zerzel. I hope I said that correctly. Of the Legacy of Honor. Zerzel.
I love that helm.
The bucket?
Oh, that thing is awesome.
The bucket with the wings on.
Looks like she has a bird tracker.
Sorry, you kind of lagged out there. Can you repeat that?
Looks like she has a bird trapped in the thing.
It's like, help! Get me the hell out of this bucket! Ah! Oh, Xanadai is, well, Zerzel says that I did it quite good, but Xanadai is telling me it's pronounced Sir Sal. Sir Sal. Or something like that.
Zerzal?
T-S-E-R-R-T-S-A-H-L. So, Sir Sal. I don't know. Try to pronounce your Z with a T, I suppose. Oh, okay, there we go. Sir Sal says I pronounced it perfectly. All right. Sir Sal. All right. I got it. Well, Tertal, do you have any words, any questions for our guest today? Vanok is here. We're not really talking in character a lot, are we? I don't know. Can we conduct an interview in character? What do you think?
You were supposed to.
Oh, we liked you. Oh, Domino's here.
Yeah. This is just the out of character portion.
Josker's lap type died about 2 weeks ago.
Domino says she's not cute and cuddly. I'm sorry, I've seen you in person. You are cute and cuddly.
Oh, come on, Zambi, in character, that's not that bad.
Of course, the only thing you realize is if we do slip into character here, I'm going to have to lay the smack down.
Yeah, well, you're welcome to try.
And you're probably going to end up offended.
Most likely.
It's a ranger pissing match again.
Yeah, but you did have that warning in the beginning of the show.
Yes.
So.
All right. So let's go into character. Let me play a little intro for going into character. So let's see here. I'll do a little record scratch. Do a little scream. There we go. And now let me change my settings a little bit. There we go. So, Vanok, who are you and why are you in my hot tub?
Why do you care?
Because I have a show to do, damn it. You told me you wanted to be on it.
Your hot tub is the closest one. I choose to bathe in it. Deal with it.
Oh, boy.
Just don't put any jello in it or suds, you know, those bubbles in it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was I supposed to not put those in there?
Yeah, I think my coming home to, you know, a house full of bubbles was not quite a good thing. I mean, you know how long it took to rinse out my pets?
Not my problem.
Excuse me, I need to do that better. There we go. That's okay. Elkin, do you have any questions for this fool?
No. I already know he's foolish.
Ask the questions that only we can ask. Wait, now I'm slipping into Worf.
You have no honor.
He has plenty of armor.
I didn't say armor, I said honor. Did I hear a kitty?
The cat has no honor.
No.
Of course not. He's a cat. What was he supposed to be wearing armor for?
No, honor. Honor.
What the?
Your cat. Oh. It's one of great honor.
Elkwood, you're so off track right now.
I know it, and I'm staying there. I like my little track.
It's kind of like trying to arm bears.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, get Dole to get Mario to mail for the people.
Oh, yeah, right. Where's Mario at?
Grab the cat! I demand cuteness on this show!
You want him to grab...
Just scratch him above the tail.
Stop it. We got... Hey!
Well, that's Harry.
He's not gonna meow. It just doesn't work like that.
I know. You can grab our other cat. Meow. You can always grab Mao.
No.
Always grab Mao and hold her in positions she doesn't want to be in. And then she'll be...
You guys, and you're wanting to grab pussy. I swear.
Angela Coria has a comment from Venok. You have no soul in your blooming demon, for Pete's sake. How can you sleep at night?
Oh, quite easily, thanks. I sleep just fine.
On a pillow.
Again, ask Sam.
Hey, we're not going to defame any people around here. That's my job. So you sleep rather well. Knowing what and who you are, you sleep rather well. On a pillow full of fey rings, I suppose.
No, I hang those on my wall.
Let's see.
I don't want to wrinkle them all up.
You know, you're gonna get like bugged by a bunch of fey and aerosilin. You know that.
They're more than welcome to try.
Zerzel wanted to know about the glowing eyes, so what the heck, I'll go ahead and turn mine on. There we go. Now you have two guys with glowing eyes looking at you there, Zerzel.
Mine's better.
No, mine can ask.
Mine's better.
But to answer the question, the eyes were Legends of Norrath drops, loot cards. Xanadai would like to know, why is Venok so grumpy? Well, why are you an ass, Venok?
He's a dark elf. He was cursed with a demon. Come on, you'd be an ass too.
You sure it's not just because you got your thong on too tight?
Alright, I've had a lot of questions about what kind of underwear Ven wears. I'm just going to say it right now. Ven does not wear underwear.
Because you take after Jethel. You admire Jethel and you're like, you know, Jethel hangs loose and free. That's just the way that Venok needs to be as well.
Ven just doesn't wear underwear, period. Never has.
Let's see here. Angela Corey would like to know what your fascination is with Xan. What Xan does.
I'm gonna go the same route and just say ask Xan. It's an in-character thing.
Well, you know...
It's not just because she's a monk and really limber.
Really? That's part of it.
Yeah, I knew it.
Yeah, well.
Well, I think it's pretty safe to say, and we're talking in the character interview here, that Xan and... Xanadai and Venok are seeing each other again.
Yes, they are, technically speaking, married.
Well... From what I understand, that's according to your definition of being married.
That's according to the Dark Elf ritual, yes. They are bound. Oh god, Delmondriac.
Sorry,
yeah,
Delmond.
Poor Xan is hooked up with some Dark Elf ranger, you know?
Sorry, Del, you can't have her.
Oh, I got her first. Xan, you've been cheating on me with that friggin' dwarf.
I think she has.
Hey, what are you talking about? I never touched her!
Not you.
No, dwarf, not you. We're talking about Delmond.
Oh, Delmond, that womanizing pig!
Now that's not fair, come on.
It's more than fair, you tell him, dwarf.
Oh, Delmond! When I think about you, all I can think about is you and a bunch of Rotonga women just crawling all over you. We all know what it's all about. It's all about the Delmon and his love for Rotonga women.
Hey, Del told me he had an obsession with troll women and peanut butter. I'm not going there. I don't want to know the image. I don't want to, you know, picture the images.
Oh my god! What the hell are you people talking about?
I thought it was her tonga smeared in peanut butter.
Well, he obviously took it one step farther.
Ah! Stop it! Her tonga smeared in peanut butter. We just don't do that kind of thing.
I don't know, Cheese, that you enjoyed it.
Oh! Ah! Elquin, Please tell me you did not.
I that didn't was just say I did.
She got drunk one day and tried to molest
just,
me.
No, he enjoyed it.
You paid me.
What?
I did
oh,
no
God
such thing.
You did too.
Stop defaming my name. Defamation of character. Dwarf,
so,
bring my
so
ale.
By the way, hey, wait a minute.
So, Elquin, do you prefer your Rotongus shape?
Of course. No, I like my Karen shape.
You liked shaved pussy. Okay.
Shaved. I was told. Yeah, I'm supposed to keep the Karen shape, so I can say.
Shaved Karen.
God, that was wrong.
Yeah, that was.
Were we ever right?
What the hell's wrong with you people?
You started it.
Delmon is saying, chicks dig him, listen to the answer again. So I think we need to play that. Let me see if I can find it. Let's see here, Delmon's instruction. I got this game.
Didn't we pay that chick to do that?
I hope it was it a lot.
It was a lot. We had to pay her like 50 plat. Just to, oh, her, just to get her to stop gagging.
Oh, she was working cheap.
All right, so let's take a listen to... Let's take a listen to Delmon's answering machine. We'll be right back.
You have four new messages. Message number one.
Hey, Delmon, I just listened to your latest podcast. Does it hurt when you sit down in your arms? Because I can tell you don't know your ass from your elbow about EverQuest 2, man. You're an idiot.
Message deleted. Next new message.
Hello, is this thing recording or whatever? Del is pronounced Antonica, not Antonica. How stupid.
Message deleted. Next new message.
Ah, this message for the guy who plays a Dwarven Templar on your show? I grouped with you the other day and you're right. You do so.
Message deleted. Next new message.
Delmon, this is your mother calling. I just came from the doctor. He says I only have 3 months to live.
Message deleted. Next new message.
Hey, Del, you jackass. I'm going to get you for that jackass comment about Rotongus the other day.
Message deleted. Next new message.
Oh, Delmon, you make me so randy. I can't wait to hear your show every week. I download your podcast and listen to them in bed.
Message saved. There are no further new messages.
This is Domino, and you're listening to Online Gaming Radio.
Perfect. Okay, we're back. Delmon's answering machine. Shameful. And of course, yes, as we were coming back there, we heard Domino plugging Online Gaming Radio.
That was so cool.
It was. I got lots of people. She says, "Ack." Yes, that was Domino plugging Online Gaming Radio. Hey, I told you what it was for. Who else do I got here? I got, let's see, Domino, got Rothgar, got Brennan the Insane. He's one of the programmers, I believe. Brenlo. Athanel. I think that's it. Yeah.
Didn't you get Brass to do it too?
I thought I did. Oh, you know what? The problem with Brass's was she said her she said the name of her website wrong. So, you know, she said brass.com. But you know what happens when you go to brass.com. It was some German site.
Yeah, you get a German medical site.
Yeah, some kind of German medical site there. So, yeah, I'll see if I can get her to redo it. She's agreed to come. No, she said that she'd like to come on the show sometime. So I'll get her to redo it. Well, it's 8:30. And what I'm going to do now is... We are going to play the Drunken Dwarf interviews and stuff like that with him going to San Diego at the beginning of the month. So we had got some sound clips, you know, we got him talking to different developers and programmers, and we got a whole lot of secret, hidden information, and probably some stuff that's covered under the NDA, and I'm just going to break it right in. No, I'm kidding. There's nothing covered under the NDA in these things ever. You know, I know Domino's listening. I don't want people to think I'm breaking the NDA here. I'll never be invited back. So we're going to... What the hell is that? Oh, Latesh. What the heck is that little thing? Latesh is in that little micro Fey mode. It's like, oh, there was a bug flying across my screen for a minute there. Okay, so this is not really edited in any kind of a funny way or anything like that. This is just the Drunken Dwarf talking into the digital voice recorder that Elkman bought us for the birthday. So here we go. If any of the dev team, especially Domino was on there, I believe, talking or whatever, or maybe it was just that OGR plug, I can't remember. But got some developers and support staff and all kinds of people talking to the Drunken Dwarf and having a good old time. And even Venok. Venok has a few lines in there. We're going to go ahead and listen to the Drunken Dwarf now, and it looks like that's about 11 and a half minutes long, and we're going to follow up with some music, and we'll be back in a little while.
Hello, this is a Drunken Dwarf. It is 7:30 in the morning, and we're getting ready to go to the airport so we can go in the shiny metal tube and be launched like a bullet out of a gun. And, I'm not real thrilled about this. Elkman, do you think I'm going to make it alive?
No, you're going to die a horrible burning death.
Ah! Ah!
You'll be fine.
No. Oh, well, we'll see what happens. I'll give you progress reports here as often as I can. Drunken Dwarf out! This is a Drunken Dwarf. We're waiting for Elkman to get in the car. We just caught the dog. Dog's being a bit of a butthead. And we're going to go to the airport.
More than a butthead.
That's right. He's an asshole. God. We'll bleep that out later. All right. To the airport.
You sure?
Yeah, let's do it. This is a Drunken Dwarf. I'm at the airport. I don't want to make too much of a scene. Just waiting for my flight. Nothing major's happened. I had a nice little breakfast down at Burger King, and I don't know why they call it Burger King. I didn't see anyone with a crown. There was no armed guard, no swords. I don't know. All right, well, that's the end of this report. Drunken Dwarf out. I'll contact you when I land in San Diego. Oh, sorry, sir, sorry. I'll calm down. I'm sorry. This is the Drunken Dwarf. I'm actually on the airplane. I don't know if you can hear me very well. It's very loud here. We had a lovely little bag of pretzels and a soda. We're almost to San Diego now. I'll make one more report when we get back, and then we'll be on to the summit. Alright. Alright, this is the Drunken Dwarf. I'm here outside of the San Diego airport. I'm waiting for a yellow cab. No yellow cabs, you see. Well, that is a yellow top with a blue bottom. That's not the yellow cab. I'm waiting for that, then we'll go to the hotel and see what kind of ale they have. Ha ha! Alright. Drunken Dwarf out. Yes, this is a Drunken Dwarf. I've just arrived at the W Hotel here, and I'm surrounded by people who apparently know who I am, but I don't know any of them, except for Venok. Hello, Venok.
Hello.
All right. Drunken Dwarf out. Who are you, and how do you know me?
Radar X, Tony Jones.
Radar. And you are, sir?
I am... Sea Storm.
Sea Storm. What game do you play?
E.
EQ2.
EQ2. What server?
Tony Avail.
Tony Avail, excellent. Jethro Silverwing, how are you?
Hi.
And you are?
Well, I'm the other drunken dwarf on brass.
Uh-huh, yes. Didn't recognize you without the beard and the...
I've seen pictures.
So we have, ooh, dwarf women. Ha-ha! Yes, I'm going to get thrown out if I keep talking like this. All right, that's enough for now. More reports from the actual thingy there. Bye-bye! This is a drunken dwarf. We have just heard terrible, terrible news. Delmon's flight has been canceled and he's going home. That means I'm the only one here from Online Gaming Radio. Interested in EverQuest anyway. I understand there's someone here from Vanguard. But, you know, no one plays Vanguard anyway, so that's all right. And, I'm here again with Venok. Venok, what do you think of the situation? Sad situation with Delmon. Well, give me your thoughts.
I'm so upset, really.
Yeah, because you wanted to rag on him really bad, didn't you?
Yes.
Well, we'll have to be another time, another place. We'll always have Pat. No! More as the situation develops.
Have you like,
Hello, this is a Drunken Dwarf for Online Gaming Radio. And I'm here with Grimwell! Grimwell, how are you today?
Someone please help me.
Oh, come on! Don't be afraid of my gigantic battle axe! Well, that's my wife. Ah! So how are you finding things here in San Diego?
Well, you know, as a person who comes from Michigan and talks to his mother frequently, having 30 to 40 degrees on her every day is pretty freaking nice.
Yes.
San Diego.
It's very warm here.
Yes.
You see, we're originally from New Hampshire, and right now it's 20 degrees and 4, 5, 6 feet of snow. So this is very nice. And I'm sure if I keep yelling like this, I'm going to get thrown out of here.
That's a good start, right?
Yes! Damn Skippy! So I've got my interview with Grimwell. We're hoping to see Smedley. Is he coming?
He's a man of mystery. You never know when he's going to appear. Remember to ask about cheap tequila shots.
Talk about what?
Cheap tequila shots.
Cheap tequila shots. And what was that song he's famous for doing in karaoke? Love in an Elevator? Was that it?
I never got to see him do karaoke.
Oh, I know. I made fun of him once.
I remember the Christmas song.
Yes. Tonight, Smedley went crazy. Matter of fact, we have a t-shirt for him. That's why I'm hoping that we're going to meet him. It says, Smedley. Huh?
Is that still on?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to say, probably Saturday.
Okay. And we have a t-shirt. All right, this is the Drunken Dwarf. I'm right here at the SOE Community Relations Summit, and we're going to be talking to brass. Ha-ha, dwarf women. I like it. Brass, how are you today?
All right, fine, thank you. I finally found some Guinness in this godforsaken place.
Drinking the ale! We like ale. Of course, Brass is famous for her. She's got a really cool website with the, she's got a comic strip going on. I love it. I follow it. And you make real armor.
Well, real enough for fanfare anyway. But, you know, it's comfortable and it takes me weeks, and don't tell the husband how much it costs to make. I always downsize the estimates.
What, the husband? Oh, that's all right. I've seen photos of yourself. It's really good. I really enjoy it. You do fantastic work. Sorry about that. I really enjoy it. It's really fun doing this kind of stuff in character, isn't it?
In character? What are you talking about?
Shh! I have a rotunga in my backpack. I smuggled him in!
Dwarf, let me out of this thing!
Oh, shut up! You'll spoil the whole thing!
What? Is he your food taster?
Oh, he's my sidekick! I'll bring him out for comic relief every once in a while. You know, I'm a famous dwarf, you know. And everyone's always after my ale. So they come after my ale, I pull out, cheese it. I'm like, I've got a tongue, I'm not afraid to use him. And they back off. And who are you? Oh, nothing, all right. No interview. Brad, it was very nice talking with you.
Grand to meet
you. Thank you very much. Could I get you to say that I'm Brass of Brass Gartok, and this, you're listening to Online Gaming Radio. Could I get you to say that?
This is Brass of Brass.com, and you're on listening to Online Radio. Oh, sorry, Online Gaming Radio. Online Gaming Radio. Good luck editing that shit, eh?
Thank you very much.
Yes,
this is the Drunken Dwarf, and I'm reporting from a little mixer here on the roof. We're on the roof, and there's a beach here. I'm meeting lots of people. Who are you, sir?
My name is Greg Spence. I'm Rothgar, and I'm a programmer on EQ2.
So let me ask you something. Who's to blame for Jethel having a pet named after him? Why wasn't it a Drunken Dwarf or something?
That would probably be much better. I don't know, maybe you didn't know the answer. Why does Jethel have a pet named after him?
It's a crappy pet, too! It doesn't do anything! Just cuddly companion.
Oh, I guess Domino would be.
I would blame Domino for that one.
What? Oh! Alright, that's enough for now, huh? I gotta figure this stuff out.
Why the pet can't keep up with you there.
Hey, there we go. This is a Drunken Dwarf. I don't know if you can hear me. It's so loud. This is my favorite part of the whole thing. Put it at low. People throwing things around. Hail and whips. We're having a fun drinking time. Out of control here at Geek's Last Resort! Everyone, blind, stinking drunk! Cheese it! Bring my ale!
I'll come right up here, come on!
Thank you very much! Oh, yeah!
Bring your subscriptions back! Bring them!
Grimwell, how the hell are you?
Well, I'm really glad we brought you here where we can talk about the DPS and all the other fun elements of your character while we're in this bar. Because there's nothing more conductive to talking about development than being in a loud place like this where we can really explore how we nerf the Rangers, why we don't like assassins, what we're doing to Shadow Knights, and why Freeport is the worst city ever to live in.
The damn strength! I couldn't hear a freaking thing you were saying!
That's right, so I'm gonna tell a bunch of lies.
I'll listen to it. I'll listen later!
Every time the service
and that's
down,
all we have for Drunken Dwarf doing his little podcast there. I'm afraid he got thrown out. He was too loud, too drunk.
That's right, the servers are down. We all got kicked. They were not having fun with it. Joining us at this time are Xanadai from EQ Tuesday and her sidekick. No, I'm kidding. The host of EQ Tuesday, the immortal Delmon! Hi, Del.
I would say hail and greetings, but that sounds so roleplay.
That's my line, too. Look at your own.
All right, so we're having a party here. We got Elquin, we got Jethel, we got Xanadai, Venok, and the Delmon, the immortal Delmon, my dad.
No, if he's immortal, what do I get?
Incorrigible.
Oh, no. Yeah, that pretty much sums it up.
So Xanadai has come on the show to defend her honor. Some of the horrible things Ven has been hinting at and whatnot. Van, what can you tell us? What are your thoughts on Venok at this point?
I agree, Venok's an ass.
Ah, there we go. But is he a nice ass? A nice round ass? Anything like that?
I'll give him that. Which is why Zan hasn't killed him yet.
Ah, I see. Oh, here it is.
Baseball, you know, it's a rare occasion when Delmon is on my show, so I made up an intro for him a while back when he was a guest on the show, and we're just going to go ahead and play the Delmon intro and just swell his head.
Wait, whoa. What intro was this? I don't remember this.
Well, tell you what.
I authorized the use of my name?
Yes, you did, actually.
Am I getting royalties for this?
I'm not getting paid for this crap, dude.
It's in the mail.
All right. Fair enough.
Okay, so, yeah, so when I turn off
the mic... I'll take you a little redonka.
Yeah, so when I turn off the mics here in a second, go ahead and turn on Win End and you'll hear your intro, okay?
I don't remember this. Okay.
Okay, so here we go, the Delmon intro.
In the annals of time, one man, one dwarf, one producer stands above the rest. EQ Today proudly presents the immortal Delmon.
All hail Delmon!
Delmon! Delmon! Delmon!
Wait a minute, Delmon? I thought you said Den Mom! Ah, oh, crap, I'm out of here.
I just love that. I just love that at the end. Oh, what? Delmon? I said he said Den Mom. Oh, crap. I'm out of here. I know I'm bad.
I see where I rank.
I have some... I'm getting some suggestions for title for Xanadai. Let's see how you're liking some of these. Let's see. The Well-Endowed Xanadai. The Rather Shapely Xanadai. And the Big Bosomed Xanadai. So what do you think about those? And by the way, those are from Xanadai's husband.
I was going to say, I think I'm going to kill my husband.
I've always been a fan of the voluptuous Xanadai myself. The shiny, well-buffed.
I am so off the hook here.
Oh, no. Don't think you're gonna just jump right off that one now.
Denok's gonna die.
So, yeah.
No axe in the sand.
I'm still trying to log in here. I'm not having a good time with it.
So,
the login serves for being slammed. I'm not really.
Try to log in, it pops up with disconnect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same here.
So, I'm not real enthusiastic about getting, you know, in real fast because I know I'm going into my death.
Yeah. You're dead. There's no doubt about that.
Bottom of syllabus down in the mines. Yeah. Unless for some chance I'm close enough to one of the frogs and one of the guards aren't coming around. I have a chance to get my ass out of there fast.
Your chance at that would be 0 to 9.
Who knows?
Oh. You could be lucky and it could drop you back at the IZ or something.
That's a choice, too, because it went down. And well, sometimes they do a sweep.
Because I got moved back to where I had poured it in, but I had just hammered into Jarsus Waste and moved out, and I was running up the road. But it put me back there, so I was safe.
Oh, are you back in now, Del?
I am back in, yes. Yes, I am here.
I'm still entering world.
Yeah, same here.
And I'm scouring all the names quickly before anyone else logs in.
The last time they did a rollback, I think 71 twice.
Oh, yes, yeah, so we actually have that saved in our guild log.
Yeah. I have a screenshot of it.
Damn it, I want that shiny.
Well, then go get it.
Well, I told you that.
Stand there just looking at it going, I want that shiny. Go pick it up.
Yeah, we've training like half the zone.
Well, yeah, but we've already established that Xanadai is shiny and well-buffed.
Not that shiny.
Different shiny.
The Truthlight keeps her well-polished.
Needed it, too. Ooh.
See, another reason to go pick it up.
It was the rare.
Ooh,
just don't aggro the entire zone like I did.
Too late.
Now, where did you do that? You did that up in
the
sky?
The entire island. Yeah, I did that up in the sky.
Yeah, we were up in the barren sky on Isle of Mist. And we were actually going out there to do some filming. And I told him to hold still, which apparently came out wrong and meant grab every mob in the entire island.
Well, I cannot completely understand what
you're
saying.
I didn't just do it once either.
No, about three times we managed to do it. And as I'm screaming, stand still so I can heal you, he jumped off the island to his death.
Of course, I forgot. You know, a logical choice to make, of course.
Of course.
The question is, did the mobs all stop at the edge and look down, or did they go over with him?
No, they came after me.
Lemming, run!
Yeah, a few of them managed to follow him halfway down. The rest turned and came after me.
Well, he's gone. Let's go get her. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I stupidly tried to save his dumb ass.
I thought I could float to the other island. I was really wrong on that one.
Just reminds me of the first time I ever saw the entrance to Khal Drakul in Scars of Ilios. It's like a 30-foot cliff if you don't go down the ramp. And I had like half of my guild on auto-follow. It's like, doo-doo-doo-doo. And the way they have the world angled at that point, you can't tell there's a drop coming.
No, it just looks like endless snow in front of you.
It's like, hey, okay, clear sailing. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da. Splat. And then my entire group landing on top of me.
Still say, I saw your group's body at the bottom. This was one time I was running through there, and it was just this huge pile up on the, just there, and it was like somebody ran off the cliff.
Well, that's not necessarily me. I mean, I'm sure that happened to more than one group.
I haven't seen any others do that.
You know what? I haven't had a chance to use an EQ to. In EQ1, I invented the Ranger's battle cry, and I haven't had a chance to use that in EQ2.
Run away?
Yeah. No, not run away. The Ranger's battle cry, the official.
Res me.
The official Ranger's battle cry is
Ranger down.
Avenge my death.
Now wait, you have screamed that. Xanadi has heard that.
Yes, you have.
I have?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't remember.
For all the times that I have killed you.
Oh, well. Yeah.
So I'm not the only one. Xan is really good at killing rangers.
Apparently.
I'm glad to know this.
Well, she's had so much practice at it, with true fighting.
Yeah, she's talented.
I think honestly it's just a woman thing.
Oh, now he's doing this. It's a woman thing now.
It's a woman thing. You should not. Women should not be grouped with rangers.
Number one.
Number one, you can't resist our charms.
Or our asses.
Do you see me going out there killing Eloquent? She's a ranger.
Yes, but she's also a woman. Therefore, you cancel each other out.
Exactly.
I'm out of tea! That's all right, I don't worry about it.
You should have
had enough
coffee. No, it's magic tea.
My magic throat tea. Wow, that sounds really bad. You know that?
Yeah, it does. It does.
Magic throat tea,
Who the hell was that?
I don't know.
Was that Delmon?
No, it was some fae that walked in here.
Probably Sky.
I like Skyheart. She has turned out to be a great fae. She roleplays a fae so good.
She is perfect for a fae because she's like that in real life. I've known her for over 10 years in real life. She actually lives maybe half hour from me, so we see each other constantly.
Chocolate-covered espresso beans. Oh, boy.
And she's over at my house at least every other week, because we do paper D&D still. And we're not kidding. You can't give that woman chocolate-covered espresso beans. You can't give her caffeine. You can't give her candy. She really will do that. I've seen it happen.
So she really is a fae, then.
She really is a fae. The only thing she needs is to shrink her down and give her wings.
Hmm. We need to have her on the show sometime.
I'm not sure she is 6 foot. Drew Blake's telling me she's 6 foot tall, but I don't think she's quite that tall. She's darn close.
Well, I've seen a picture of you in Skyheart. I don't know. She looks pretty close.
I'm 5'1". Mm-hmm. And I know True Flight is 6'4".
True Flight's taller than me.
We'll get you heels.
No, I don't think so.
Well, I'm logging into Venacore just fine.
No, I still can't get into Antonio Bale.
We can't get into Antonio Bale. No, we're just sitting here waiting to enter world.
I'll go slaughter some rangers then.
I look like a midget if I stand next to this guy or to sit your flight.
Do you look like a midget or does your husband look like a child molester?
No, I look like a midget.
Hey, that guy over there is next to a kid.
I don't quite come up to his shoulder. I don't think my head comes up to his shoulder.
You know, I saw a couple like that on, it was either Discovery Channel or Science or something like that.
I'm a freak.
They were doing some kind of thing on really tall people who date dwarves, the midgets. And
Did he just call you a midget?
No, I'm not calling her a midget, but I, it just
the term is little people.
Hey, you heard the thing by the drunken dwarf at the top of every hour. This is for a mature audience. As far as I'm concerned, politically correctness is not being mature. So anyway, they had this thing on really tall people dating midgets and dwarves and stuff like that. The only thing I could think of with this one guy, he was like 6'6", and his girlfriend was like 3'1", and I'm like, what the hell do people think when they see them walking down the street?
Yeah.
Call the police.
I have questions of my own on that one.
Yeah, that's... Did he lure her in with a lollipop?
I'm not quite that bad.
We lured you with a bucket of jelly beans.
But in my own defense, Venok and Xanadai are both in possession of giant buckets of jelly beans at this point. I sent them to them.
Yes, we are.
Right
and
there.
He was buried in 5 pounds of fudge.
Mm-hmm. I believe at this point that would be 3 pounds of jelly beans. And a pound and a half of fudge.
Jeez!
Alright, so Xanadai, do you have your jelly beans right there?
I do.
And Venok, do you have yours?
Yes.
All right, let's all say hi to each other. poor Delmon, left out in the cold with no jelly beans.
The girls at work found out that I had Jelly Belly jelly beans at home, and they went into a complete panic and wanted me to bring them to work, so I've had to fend them off. For bringing them into work.
Well, that's
one of my
spelling.
Girls actually called me tonight.
So they called you tonight begging you to bring in the jelly beans?
Yeah. They called me from work. They were hungry. Wanted to know if they could eat the food that I had left in the fridge at work. And if I was bringing anything with me tomorrow. They want their hands on this thing of jelly beans so bad. Yeah, I figure out we'll bring in the empty container.
Yeah, there you go. Either that or just leave it filled with the ones you don't like. Like, personally, I don't like the sour apple. I don't like that at all.
I don't either. That's nasty.
I have found two that I do not like, and it would be the cinnamon.
I don't mind the cinnamon.
I don't like cinnamon at all. So those are nasty, and the black licorice. Hate both those.
I like
the rest of my
black jelly beans are nasty.
No, black jelly beans are good.
I love black jelly beans are awesome.
They're good and they're good for you.
I'm gonna put
black jelly beans.
I'm gonna
put all the black jelly beans aside, and I'm going to mail them back.
Good. I'll eat them.
So there's three votes against black jelly beans. Zan, and me and Del don't like those black jelly beans.
Yuck.
Well, give them to me. Give them to me. I'll take them.
Yeah, I'll mail them right back to you. They're yucky.
Now, is that before or after you lick on them?
Ew. Well, I'm not going to tell now, am I?
Boy, I can't even get poor little Crema in the world.
Doesn't that make it more fun?
What, licking on them?
Not knowing when they get there.
Oh, that's too.
Then you have the debate, do I eat them or do I not eat them?
Monk drool. Now I know how I feel when my net dies.
Now this has just been horrible tonight.
My net's actually behaving. It's only died, what, twice? Once?
Yeah, really. I mean, on a normal night, you would have gone down at least 5 times during the hour.
Yeah, it's only died like once.
That came out so wrong.
Yeah, your net would have gone down at least 5 times.
Shut up, Zach.
All right, we're back.
Oh, boy, did you guys miss a bunch of stuff.
Of course, I don't know how long we were down for, but...
That 10 seconds was enough to... Yeah.
You missed talking about monk drool, dwarf drool, and then going down on his server, I guess.
5 times an hour.
Wait a minute. Ven went down on who?
No, what? No, wait, stop. Jethel.
There's one of those cinnamon jelly beans again. Yuck.
That's what you get.
I'm going to send them all back half chewed up.
Oh, don't do that. If you're going to... Look, if you're going to chew them up, at least send them to Delmon.
Yeah, there you go.
Delmon need love, too.
He's all
he needs fine. Special kind of love.
Huh?
The only thing I need is life.
We were just saying that Delmons need love, too. Special troll love.
Yes, with peanut butter. Your favorite kind.
Crunchy peanut butter.
I think we got him mesmerized when I said the server went down on Ben. I think he just sort of went, huh?
What?
No, my net always goes down. It's ridiculous.
On you.
With a chicken?
Yeah.
What?
I didn't say anything about chicken.
No, I didn't.
And the poultry department would like to remind you, please don't choke your chickens. It's cruelty to animals.
Stroke them nicely.
Ladies and gentlemen, my ad on the official EQ2 forums, the online gaming radio news page, and on the EQ2traders.com says specifically that we're unscripted, unrehearsed, and out of our freaking minds! And I think you're getting a taste of that right now.
What do you expect?
And if the server goes down on us. And it's for mature audiences.
And it's for mature audiences, yes.
What's Ben doing here?
I mean, server went down on all of us. And
bite me.
Indiscriminate. So now it's back up. Anybody want to smoke? Just kidding.
Is it back up now?
I mean, yes and no. I don't know. I can't get in. They've got our server throttled, probably.
Well, you'll have to smoke for me. I'm coming up on being smoke-free 2 years.
Oh, good deal. Okay. Congratulations.
I still smoke, and I'm quite happy with it.
I smoked about a pack a day for 10 years.
I've never smoked.
I wish I never started.
Actually, I take that back. I smoked for about 5 minutes. And then, and then the friend that was trying to get me to smoke made me inhale, and well, that was the end of that.
Yeah. I never had a problem. The biggest problem I had is I ended up getting a severe bronchitis and couldn't breathe. Literally, couldn't even get enough breath to speak. So we decided to call the doctor, and I'm still smoking. Well, I can't talk, but I can take in a puff of smoke to have a cigarette.
Doctor, I don't know what the problem is.
That was about the end. That was about the end. We realized, okay, enough's enough.
Don't you love that, though?
Doctor, I don't know what the problem is. I can't breathe.
I would actually go out, because I never smoke in the house. I always went outside. Freezing weather, and I would be outside smoking. I would actually have to take a shot of inhaler to open up my lungs enough to get the cigarette smoke in. Yeah, so True Flight kind of came after me, and yeah, we finally said, okay, enough's enough.
Mm-hmm. Why can't I find the server status page?
I couldn't find it either. Don't
I that. Have it.
What's the URL?
Hang on a second. No. Send it to you. But basically, it's eq2players.station.sony.com/network_status.vm. But I'll send you the link.
Yeah, send me the link. I think it would be easier.
You can get to it off of EQ Players main page. Scroll down about.
No, I didn't see it.
Lower left hand corner.
Yeah, and it says network status. It's the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th link up from the bottom.
Or the 7th link from the top.
Well, there it is. It says all servers are up. Well, I cry bullshit on that.
Yeah, I know. They're up. There's just so many people trying to get in.
Yeah, I can't even get into AB.
Look. Now, we've been saying this for a long time now, and for crying out loud, Delmon needs his own server. His head is too big.
Well, bet.
Look at that. Is that Luckland rising over the horizon? No! It's Delmon's head!
First of all, Luckland doesn't rise. It's the other moon, Drinnell, all right? So if you're going to throw lore at me, at least get it right. Secondly, you people are on AB. It takes you 10 minutes to do everything. Just with your dots and your dows and the he-hears and the on-morrows and all that other crap you like to throw around. That's why you can't log in. Enough
hey, Delmon.
Welcome to my
Delmon.
World, guys.
Delmon.
Speak to me.
It's pronounced Lachlan, not Lachlan.
Listen, I'll pronounce it however I want, okay? Don't you think that you are the pronunciation police and going to come down on me. I already got enough people telling me how to say Antonica all the time. I don't need you telling me what to do. Listen, go to your AB, have your little fun over there, doff yourselves up, and have a grand old time.
I think Dell's just all mad because nobody will go down.
Oh!
My server's up. I'm playing. You people can all stand around role-playing each other.
I can see it now. I can see it now.
I'd like to thank you all for getting a taste of my show.
Yeah, well, you know,
and you can keep her too if you want.
Hey,
I would be more than happy to keep Xanadine. If I could just get her on a plane, she'd be here right now.
Yeah, plane,
train.
They take you all the way to the scene of the crash.
It's not the falling that kills you. It's the sudden stop
for
at
me,
the air.
I'll have a heart attack on the way down. Forget the crash of the bomb. I won't get
Tell
to
me,
the
you're only
going to
be falling for a few seconds. Get maybe a minute.
I'm dead.
No, see, I figure it this way. You know, they give you all these instructions for the oxygen mask and stuff. Screw that. I'm not going to be awake when I hit. So what does this mask do? It prevents you from passing out. Fuck you!
They talk about water landing and inflatable rafts. There has never been a successful water landing of a passenger plane. It's not going to work.
You can land in the water. That's even worse. I'm more afraid of
water than planes do not land in water. when they hit water, they're ripped apart.
They crash in water.
Yep. Exactly.
They feed the fish.
Planes don't successfully land in water like they do on the back of that card in the seat in front of you.
Yeah.
A plane coming in like that, its wings are going to get clipped by a wave or something, and then it's going to go into some flat spin, or the nose is going to hit water first, and it's going to tumble like a Rubik's Cube across water, ripping itself apart, flying.
Del, you're not helping Xanad, I hear.
I know, but I'm just telling you what's going to happen. So you don't have to worry about crashing into water. You'll be ripped apart long before that.
Well, you know, that's just kind of like what my boss told me the day before I was leaving for San Diego. You know, I'm like, I don't really do planes all that well. You know, I'm a lot better than I used to be. And he's like, don't worry about it. If you're going down, you're dead. Nothing you can do about it. Like, well, thanks a lot, John.
It's not, as I said earlier, it's not the flying that bothers me. It's the whole rigmarole of air travel. Getting to the airport,
dear God,
4 hours. Standing in line, getting frisked. One day take off one shoe, the next day it's both shoes. Some airports you gotta take the belt. What goes on the conveyor belt? Whether or not what goes in separate tins, whether or not you gotta turn your laptop on, use your BlackBerry in front of them. Is yogurt a liquid? I don't know.
I can't even make it through an airport.
It looks pretty gelatinous to me. And what's 3 ounces? I've never understood this. If somebody could explain this, if somebody from the FAA could explain this, we're all allowed up to 3 ounces, right? Because at 4 ounces of your various liquids. At 4 ounces, the explosion becomes too big that you could make with 4 ounces. What's to stop me from the person sitting next to me combining our 3 ounces to create 6 ounces?
Mm-hmm. Right, not only is the plane going to crash and burn, but now we're making explosives on the plane to make it crash and burn.
Woohoo!
You're not getting me
out of here. Oh, come on, Van. You want to come out and see me, and you know it.
Van better hope that fanfare is, like, in her backyard at the rate I'm going.
I have a horrible fear of falling. Now, I'm not talking 10 feet off the ground. I'm not talking 3 feet off the ground. If I slip and fall at all, you'll hear a blood-curdling scream the likes of you never heard. My husband has scars from the day he tried to tip me off the bed. Because I clawed him so bad in the back.
Is another person claiming you want to sit in chairs in game?
I will.
That's
like
3 feet off the ground.
Oh, by the way. By the way, Delmon, they actually did briefly address the sitting in chairs thing.
Not gonna happen, is it?
Nope, not gonna happen.
Not gonna happen. It's not gonna happen.
Well, you know, Brenlow pretty much put it like this. You know what? We have bigger fish to fry right now.
I spoke with, when I was at Fanfare, I had the opportunity to meet one of the art director's teams, and he explained to me technically why they cannot do it, and why it works in Star Wars Galaxies. And I can explain. Star Wars Galaxies has 3 heights. You have small, medium, and large.
Mm-hmm.
When a small person sits in a chair, they actually are adjusted to medium height. And when everybody sits in a chair, they are the same height. They're medium height. The problem in EQ2 is we have characters ranging from Ratongas to Ogres. And within each of those characters, you're allowed to choose how big your Ratonga can be or how big your Fae can be. There's too much size variance. So for a Fae to sit in an Ogre's chair, you would expect them to kind of like sit in the middle like a little doll or something and sit there. And if an Ogre was to sit in a Fae chair, you would expect the chair to disappear. Right. Not for them to adjust their size accordingly. It just doesn't work because of the breadth of height in characters in EQ2. Whereas in a game like Star Wars Galaxies, there's only 3 heights. And within those characters, I don't believe they can change their size. I don't know that. But a Wookiee is a Wookiee. As opposed to here in our game, an Ogre can be a variant size. Their height is a variable that's set by the player. That's why it just doesn't work. Characters in Star Wars Galaxies, when they sit, they're all the same size.
Well, you know, they actually
just
told...
Just don't notice...
You know, they actually told us that they weren't going to do the whole sitting in chairs thing just because they don't want to hear you bitch about it anymore.
Exactly. And it goes for lying in bed, too.
Oh, see, now Xandra can do that. She's got feigned death. If I position her just right and I hit my feigned death, she hits that pillow just right.
Yes, I know.
I've done it.
I think it's sad that you know that. You've actually experimented to figure out exactly how to correctly under a bed.
Well, you know, we are on a role-playing
server. That's role-playing to the extreme. I'll give you credit for that.
I'm not... You cannot camp that way. You
have
to, come on.
That's not extreme.
Come on. Hey, I was talking for an hour and a half with Bruce Ferguson, the new head producer for...
Producer forever.
I was talking to him for an hour and a half before I even knew who he was. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're sitting down. It's a mixer.
So what did you call him to his face before you actually realized who he was?
Nothing. I had no idea how the structure in EQ2 work. But we were just talking about different stuff that we, you know, he was like, well, really? Well, what do you think about this kind of thing? And, you know, we got talking and stuff. And, you know, Delmon, I'm sorry. They're not going to be able to make. They're not going to be able to make a deity named Delmon. I just came up with that because after explaining that I was talking with Bruce Ferguson for so long, I completely forgot what the topic was. What the hell were we just talking about?
Sitting in chairs. Why it'll never happen?
Oh, okay. Oh no! Here's what I was talking about. I actually made a joking comment that I think that there should be some kind of maybe a special server or something like that, or some kind of setting that you can put in the parental controls for adult situations. Hey,
we have that. It's called /filter.
Make the...
No,
I'm talking about for alternative animations and stuff like that. Let's give the cybersexer something
hot,
to do.
You want the hot coffee add-on.
Yes.
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen either.
And like, when you take your clothes off, you're naked, you know? But they're like, yeah. No, we want to keep our rating. Oh, come on.
Exactly, they have to keep their... And hey, isn't that... Who produced that Grand Theft Auto game? They're paying out because of that, aren't they?
I'm not sure.
They settled the class action against them, I think. I don't know for how much. And you probably have to produce the original receipt and game box that you purchased 10 years ago. But... They're paying out for that, I believe.
Oh, I didn't know
that. Because it was against what their game was rated, their box rating, what their content.
That's right. It was re-released as a mature content.
Right. So I don't remember all the specifics, but I thought I read in some magazine an ad stating about that they had settled the class action or something against them for that. I never played it. I never saw it.
Yeah, my nephew had it. He showed me the what was it? A nightstick that looked like a giant dildo.
I don't remember. You never saw. All I heard is you never saw sex. It was simulated rough pixels or something. That's all I know. But here's my question: You talk about the mature rating of this game and whatnot, but somehow when male characters are undressed, they're topless.
Right.
Originally, we weren't. Didn't we originally have shirts when we were topless?
Yeah, right. We originally had a vest of some kind, yeah.
Right, before like a cloth t-shirt or something. What was the thought process to say, you know what, here's a game improvement, let's make them topless?
Well, maybe one of the developers is gay. I don't know.
I don't know. You talk about wanting to keep their rating. Well, what was the theory behind allowing male characters to run around shirtless? Now I know there's many women who play the game who are thrilled by that, and many men disappointed that, hey, what's up with women's lip here? Why didn't it swing both ways?
Right.
Because why aren't the female tubes doing the same thing?
But the males without the shirt, if they have tattoos and stuff, that shows, and it's publicly acceptable for a guy to go without a shirt.
Yeah, and I believe that was their reasoning, too. I mean, during character creation, you had the choice of creating your full-body woad and stuff like that, the full-body tattoos, but then you got into the game and you never saw them.
Right.
So what was the point?
Oh, you guys never saw the bug that happened when they first allowed the shirtless males, did you?
Well, were the women starting to get shirtless too?
Well, no. I can't remember what class has this, but there's a spell you can cast on your groupmates to change them into the opposite sex. Well, someone did this on our group once, and we were curious, so we removed all of our shirts, and we had breasts, but hairy ones.
Hairy?
And I have, hairy, just big clumps of hair over, I have a screenshot of it somewhere. I have to find it, but it was just hilarious. We did the entire group like that.
I'm getting into the game.
Oh, yeah?
And going to my death. Yeah, I'm receiving zone info now, so...
Oh, okay.
The suspense of whether or not Elkin lives or dies.
How's Elkin gonna die? Find out next.
In a world where the servers crashed.
In a world.
Hold on a second, I gotta get my settings straight for this.
In a world where Elkin Jenna has gone blink dead in the middle of Semelis, will she die? Will she survive? This summer... Arnold Schwarzenegger is Little Tortilla Boy.
You know, for the length of time that it takes for the zone to load, you know, I could be standing there and the mobs be looking at me going, hey, who's that? Well, they're there.
You could be dead already.
Yeah, I could be dead already. Not even know.
Are you kidding me? They're looking at you going, hey, who's the chick?
Yeah, she's apparently dead already. I have to update here.
There are other players in-game in-channel right now, and they're talking away, but much like I do on my own show, I'm completely ignoring them and only stating my point of view. Mm. So they're concerned that I'm not sharing the information that they're typing in-game with the rest of you.
Share with us, almighty Delmon.
They all know that only Zan
loves
them.
Syllabus is loading. And where is my escape key?
The gist of what I'm reading is... There's a member of the channel who claims that the shirtless men was an improvement. Again, the discussion of why it was for tattoos.
Yes!
Oh.
I guess you made it up.
I jumped in there, and before they could see me, I hit the escape button. I got my little booty button. Woo! Yes.
Nice. Okay. You know what that means? We should nerf rangers.
The thing that saved me is I was in stealth mode when we went down. So I had a couple seconds before they realized I was there.
Oh, there you go.
Zan's not going anywhere at this point.
I remember the worst link death I ever had in EQ1. I was in Kael Drakel, and we were doing the throne room, something like that. Where basically all the big... where all the big giants were for the Helm of the Tracker. And I went link dead. I couldn't get back in for the night. Ended up logging back in, and all I had was my Tolan's Dartwood breastplate, which has a gate on it, but it's like a 30-second casting time. It's like, oh, God.
But back in the day, that breastplate was like the only way rangers could get around.
Yeah, basically.
Because I didn't have gate. There's a great hit. I have two things to say. First, I've been reprimanded. I am expected to share who was most excited about the shirtless male tunes.
Okay.
She was upset that I actually didn't give her name. Domino. But getting back to the... we often hear the phrase, the dumbing down of EQ2. I don't personally care for that term. I like to say the over-casualization of MMOs. But in this game, in EQ2, everybody has gate, or call of whatever city you're from, call of Haven, call of wherever. Back in EQ1, back when I played, and it was fun, and it was hardcore, and we liked it, and we paid for it.
Here we go again.
Non-casters couldn't gate.
Nope.
If you were a fighter... you stood where you were. You didn't have gate. You didn't have ports. You had to basically hire a druid or have a pocket one. Wizards could port. Druids could port. Casters such as priests had gate.
Yep.
But if you were a melee class like a ranger or a fighter, what do they call them, warriors,
yep,
or monks, you didn't have that sort of stuff. And you liked it. And you lived by it.
And then, the Darkwood Breastplate came out. And then after that, they got...
There was a necklace in Planes of Power, was it?
Mm.
That everybody could get. It was a little bit of a hard quest. Mm. I think
But before that, as part of the Kuldane Prayer Shawl quest, you were able to create a Velium Gate Potion.
That is correct. You were.
A 15-second gate time, and it brought you to... God, what's the name of the Kuldane Dwarf City?
Kuldane Dwarf City. Oh, my God. Okay, this is not a question right now. I'm off the clock.
Frostfell? Is that it?
No, Frostfell's the name of the holiday season.
Oh, that's right.
What game are you playing? For God's sake,
God,
man.
Now I can't remember. Okay, that's it. Now I have to log into EQ1.
No, my God, I can't remember. KD was the giant.
Mm-hmm. Kildrago was the giant, and then the Great Divide. Off the Great Divide was...
It was behind the waterfall.
Yeah, behind the waterfall. What the heck was it called?
Anybody, please answer this.
I'm logging into EQ1.
You're going to tell me this, and I'm going to kick myself because I don't. If anybody's listening, do not send this a question next week. Because,
of course, I could just go to Alakazam's.
Zelioth?
No.
Thurgard. Thurgin.
Thurgin.
That's it. I win. That was it.
You win. Who gave you the answer?
I remembered it just before she typed it. I will say I said that just before she typed it.
So this next week's question now. You've used up all your good luck and...
Oh, yeah. By the way, I was right earlier. Oh, yeah. I was even more right than the question sent in. Yeah. I'm on a roll. I'm one for... Well, one.
He is.
But that, we were talking about gating. Yes, you were gating. Right. It gated you to the Dwarven City, or right outside.
Thurgood, yes.
But back then it was hardcore. Those classes weren't magically oriented classes, and they didn't have the ability to transport themselves on their own.
That's right.
And we liked it. And we loved it. We paid for it. We bought multiple counts of it.
And we had here, 5 feet of snow. 5 feet of snow going, you know, walking 13 miles each way. Uphill.
Absolutely. But here, everybody has it.
Yep.
Everybody can gate, or call of whatever. You can even get call of row if you're tired of going to your home city. You can get a shard from the Knoll expansion there, the adventure pack. Splitpaw.
Yeah, we
can
keep...
beam you over there.
Yeah, we keep saying that we're going to get that for Jethro. We never do, do we?
Get Druid's Port, you know, they brought back Druid Ports, which I like. I thought that was good. I think that was old, you know, a good thing to bring forward into this game.
Oh, definitely.
But everybody has the ability to gate it. That's why I don't call it the dumbing down or making the game easy. It's the flatinization of EverQuest. I think bring it back hardcore, bring back camping for everybody else, of course. I should be able to gate. Everybody else would have to wait, of course, once again, because I'm a priest, so I can gate.
Of course.
But we could only gate back then. We could only gate to one place. We could only gate to our bind point.
Right.
So as a priest, I could do it. I could get myself out of a sticky situation, but I could only go one place with it. Fighters, they had to run. They ran everywhere. And they liked it. We didn't have horses. We didn't have carpets.
Now, of course...
We had rhinos.
Now, of course, what really sucked in EQ1, I don't know if you've ever done this, but if you go to Rivervale and go behind the desk of... If you go behind the counter in the armor salesman, Mangler is there. Mangler the dog. Of course, his ghost is now in the new Rivervale.
Yes.
If you went behind the counter, Mangler would attack you. If you killed Mangler... You lost your faction in Rivervale completely. Doesn't matter how much they loved you before. If you accidentally killed Mangler, you were done. And
yes,
if you were exactly bound,
and
if you were bound in Rivervale and lost your faction there, it was just a death loop. You'd pop up,
we had
boom,
exactly
guards would kill you.
It was in High Pass.
Mm. And yes, that happened to me. I mean, I was brewing one day. I was making a Jum Jum Ale, getting my brewing up, and an angler went around. And the way it worked is the faction fairy, as I call him, would remember you. So Mangler got loose and he bit me, but I had my back to him, so I didn't attack him. But it remembered that Mangler touched me.
Yeah, did you have a damage shield up though?
Nope, it didn't matter.
Or a coat or something maybe?
It didn't matter. Someone else killed Mangler and I lost my faction immediately.
Yes, because he was engaged. Yes. Yep. You didn't actually have to touch it. That's right. Yep. That's
bastards.
Hardcore. You liked it. I buy 2 accounts of that.
We got to the point that it was habit since you'd already lost the faction. Every time you walked by, I believe it was a dog for us too. Just a little town off somewhere. This little dog would run around. Every time you walked by, you'd kill him. It was like a level 2 dog, and it was just habit. And anybody who walked through this town would kill this dog. Every time. It just became a habit that everybody knew when you walked through this town, you'd kill the dog.
Hmm.
We would turn around back and go then back too. If nobody killed it on the way through.
God, one thing that always frustrated me was the lack of enduring breath. Not everybody could cast it.
True. Rangers, Rangers and Druids.
Druids. Yeah,
and I think Wizards had their own version of it, but it was only self, I think.
They might have. So when you were going to the Lizard Temple, if you didn't have at that point, there was a necklace. They finally came out with it at that point. But you had to get it by hunting in there to begin with. So if you got too far out, and if I remember correctly, it's been a while. If you got too far out of range from your ranger to druid buddy, you started choking. And you'd die, you'd leave a corpse in the middle of that zone that you couldn't get to naked because you couldn't breathe anyways.
Mm. Great.
I mean, there are certain things in MMOs that I liked. You know, you can call them hardcore, you can call them frustrating.
Or old
but
school.
But they fit to me, the story though.
Yeah.
There were non-magical classes. Non-magical classes couldn't do certain things.
Yep.
That other classes took for granted.
Now, Rangers were kind of...
I like that.
Rangers were a mix. We can have some spells, but they weren't as good as the same spell that the Druids could use.
Like, I remember my Ranger buddy could heal himself, but
yes.
Barely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it kind of fit in that storyline, that he was a little bit of a, you know, a Ranger-like fellow. He had a little bit of healing power, but not enough to maintain act as a group.
Well, I think
but,
we
you
figured
know,
out...
Boarding or things like that. Trade skills actually cost money back then.
Yes.
You lost money doing trade skilling.
Yep,
you did. It was either... It worked or it failed and you lost everything.
Yep.
And today, you can, you know, trade skilling today, you can break even. As long as you do your own harvesting, you can never lose money in trade skilling.
Right.
In theory. Back then, you spent... You spent 100 plat or whatever it might be at the time. You spent 100 plat on fuel. That thing sold for 6 copper.
Mm-hmm.
Back to a merchant.
Yep.
And that's if you had max faction. Back then, faction mattered. If you had max faction, or you picked the vendor in the bazaar who liked you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so...
And that's another thing I brought up to the team over at the summit, was I want my portable kits back. I know we have something like them now, but they only have a few charges and stuff like that. But, you know, you're a ranger. We have a fletching kit. And that's a real thing in the real world. You can have, you know, a kit to make arrows with. Why not? I'm not saying, you know, like in EQ1, it was fairly realistic at least. I mean, you wouldn't be able to drag your forge around, of course.
Mm-hmm.
That's just stupid. And, but yeah, there were.
That's just stupid, like warriors being able to get. But that's just
those bastards. No, but we had fletching kits, tailoring kits, jewelry kits.
Yeah.
What else?
There was a portable collapsible stove at one point, or a campfire, or something.
Yes,
I think.
but you couldn't bake.
No,
it was only like
was
grilled
like,
items. So it was
right.
like a hibachi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Basically, that's what it was. It was a hibachi.
Yeah, you could you could grill, but you couldn't bake anything. So it was limited. So in that sense, again, it was, you know, kind of, you know, realistic. But, you know...
So, yeah, that's, you know, that's... Hey, that's the perfect word, Jeff, that you just said there, and I think we've talked about this on our show, that in EQ2, I expect, as a player, some level of realism or, you know, loyalty to the classic D&D-ness that certain non-magical classes didn't have all the powers that magical classes had. And I've always been a little bit frustrated that in EQ2, it's been over-casualized. There's too much evening out. Everybody, for example, everybody in EQ2 runs at the same speed. We can all jump the same height.
Yep.
Assuming we don't have boots or something like that. Every race, you would think a dwarf should not be able to run as fast as a Karen, maybe.
No, but in EQ1, or a wood elf. In EQ1, everyone did actually run at the same speed.
Maybe then I just was getting lost all the time, but...
Now, I've never actually tried a human or anything like that in EQ2. Can they see at night? In EQ1...
In EQ1?
In EQ1, you could not see at night if you weren't an elven race.
That is correct, because I used to sit down when it got dark at night.
Yep, only the elves could see at night.
Because I couldn't see anymore until somebody suggested a week later, turn up your gamma settings.
Yeah.
I used to literally, it would get dark, so I would sit down and just wait 12 hours.
Yeah, because there was absolutely no reason to move. Like, oh boy. Hey,
well,
I'm
the other thing, I didn't know I was supposed to loot corpses either, so I just kept creating new characters every 15 minutes.
Yeah,
every time I died, I just created a character.
Delmon, it's not a platform game.
Exactly. Well, I assumed, hey, much like D&D, in paper D&D, you lose constitution when you get rezzed, right?
Yep.
I assumed that happened in EQ2. I assumed EQ2 was really D&D second edition rule sets come to the computer.
Okay, well, you know what?
Yeah, I was just
going to say, we're actually going past 10 o'clock here.
So screw that, I'm on a roll.
He's on a roll.
To hell with it, go on, Delmon. Testify,
right.
Baby!
Apparently, I've also shot my mouth off so far tonight that certain code is being inserted about changing vendor prices if character name equals Delmon. We already know that code exists. You can copy that code because we already know it exists for loot dropping. If name equals Delmon, then don't drop anything.
Speaking of loot dropping, you know, I never opened that booster pack. I finally got it back. And major kudos to the customer service.
Oh, good. You did get it back.
Oh, yeah. Very quick. No stupid canned responses this time. It got escalated. It got taken care of. Boom.
I tell you what, you guys talk amongst yourselves. I need to take a nature break. So you guys just talk amongst yourselves for a little while. And whose speakers are on too high? I'm hearing an echo.
I don't have my speakers on, so.
I don't have speakers.
I'm not listening to any of you anyway, so it can't be me.
I haven't changed anything.
It's probably okay. Skype. Honestly.
You guys go on and keep talking. I'll be back in a minute.
Where was I?
Can we all be quiet? You know that?
Except, no, where was
quick,
I?
Let's talk about Jethel, quick.
What
did I say, really?
He wears his underwear on backwards? No.
I thought he didn't wear underwear.
Hey, if it's strictly for comfort,
does.
Then that's fine.
If and it's boxers.
If equals
no,
Delmon,
briefs.
Loophole equals greater than 10.
So, Delmon, right. Boxers or briefs?
Boxers or briefs? Briefs, actually. Yeah.
Dan's already said he doesn't wear any, so...
That's fine. So where was I going on about... Yeah, the great flattening of EQ versus EQ2. There's just... It's too easy. There's too... It's... Some people call it spoon-fed, or... I would like to see it a little bit more hardcore than it is. I don't know what that means yet, but I would like to see that. Everybody can get a Soka carpet. Everybody has everything. We're all the same, I guess. Really, the characters are nothing more than skins because, to me, sometimes some of the racial benefits we get don't separate us enough. It's really just the way you look on the screen. I'd like to see it have more of an effect. Am I talking to myself?
I'll
keep going. So, something like that. You know, we all have the same movement abilities.
The only thing I guess I don't have, and I'm glad to see it, priests don't have invis, and I kind of like that. I mean, it never really, you know, so priests as a Templar, we shouldn't be running around hiding. We're out there doing good things. We're good
warriors
healers.
Warriors don't have it either.
Right,
yeah, my Shadow Knight doesn't have it.
That's one thing they have stuck to, and I'm kind of happy about that. Not everybody can invis, and I agree with the way that's set up. I'll admit, it's extremely frustrating at times. I would kill to have invis to do certain things or get into certain areas of the game, but I'm glad I don't. That's one thing I've been pleased about.
Well, that's why they have chameleon totems.
My Shadow Knight's on a PvP server, and he's only 23 right now. So invis would be really nice, but I can't use a chameleon totem until I hit level 30.
Hey, I'm back!
change the subject quick.
I feel 10 pounds lighter! Oh! Wait, is this mic on? Oh, no!
Okay, I know we're all
That's one thing we do, although I will say that, you brought it up, Jeffo, and we should bring... We need the prayer shawl.
I enjoyed that quest, the prayer shawl and the ring.
I thought that the cleric, the trade skill epic was actually going to lead into the prayer shawl, because that's what I always thought it was going to be. Or the Kuldane ring, because the two of them kind of went hand in hand.
Yeah.
But I thought that was going to be there, and I thought that's what it was going to be. Maybe it's still in the works. Maybe something's down the road. Maybe Velius is the next expansion.
Well, you know, I did ask the question. Is Velius out of the question? You know, it's melted, stuff like that. And the only answer I got from Brenlo is ice ages come and go.
That's the ultimate answer in all MMOs.
Right.
Never say never, and never say always.
So it's matter of fact, they told me Kithacor's Forest was actually recommended to go along with the Runes of Kunark. The Rise of Kunark expansion, but they figured it was too big.
Aha!
It was
Latash.
They said it was too big to go, you know, to go along with Rise of Kunark, but it was on the table. So maybe a future expansion.
I have to comment quickly. Latash from the Antonia Bale server. Close enough.
What about
suggested what I was talking back in the day, back in old school Delmon days, certain races couldn't be certain classes.
That's right.
We liked it.
Mm-hmm.
We liked it.
I happen to agree with that.
Yep, I did like it.
And here again in EQ2, every race can be everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you can live in either city. It bothered me when I was at Fanfare, and this is one thing I heard was that Lindro said this comment, and I was kind of like, I don't know if I agree with that in theory. They were talking about Freeport and how Freeport is dirty. And Lindro's comment was, dirty is not fun. Like, I don't know, have you ever played in mud? It can be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Mud wrestling.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, does it have to look nice to be fun? I mean, it fits the storyline. I always thought that EverQuest 2 set itself up perfectly for Kinos versus Freeport.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always surprised when they did not institute PvP right off the bat, because the setup of the game almost made it set up for that. They had the storyline. They had the lore built right into what they had written here for a confrontational society. And we had that, and then they started taking things away. Like, originally, you could only be a member of a guild from your home city.
I mean, you couldn't talk to people in the opposite city. Originally,
it's still like that on the PvP servers.
Well, on PvP, it's true, but you couldn't talk. Originally, I thought we could talk to them. I don't remember that, but you couldn't be a guild member.
If I remember correctly, you couldn't talk or group with anyone from the opposite side.
Okay, I don't remember that per se, but it's been a while.
No, I don't remember that either, hon. They changed that fairly quickly.
They did, it was very quickly. I remember guild. You had to be a member of a guild of your home city. You could not join a guild from the opposite city. We had guild decay. That was hardcore.
Oh,
that
God.
Was hard. And when you left, the status went with you.
Yep.
You know, well, the status evaporated. It didn't go
basically,
with you.
Basically, it went up in smoke.
Yep.
Right. Now, I don't know. I think that kind of does fit the story, though. I mean, I think, too, when they first came out, EverQuest 2, they had this grand design for the thing. and it didn't fit. It was too hardcore, maybe. And we've seen a lot of that taken away.
Well,
some of it not for good, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, one of the big complaints that they were getting a lot, and most of it from me, I think, was, I'm sorry, this game is now work. I pay to, you know, to relax and pay this game. I don't think I should have to think that I have a second job.
Well, that's what drove us basically out of EverQuest 1. It became work. The only way you and I could get any experience where we were out by ourselves and we absolutely hated it was going up and kiting the frogs in the Plain of Storms. You got tired of it.
It was boring.
It was boring. But it was the only way that we could get any experience. It was grind. And then we came to EQ2 because we were baiting and we just stayed.
Yeah.
And it all seemed really good up to about level 20. And then it started getting into you can't do anything until you have a group.
Right. And then they...
And
then after we left, they changed it so there was more solo content. I mean, I honestly like it the way it is now. If I want to solo, I can. Sure, things move along slowly, but at least I don't have to spend like an EQ1. You can go in there and wait 8 hours to find a freaking group.
And I still think
I don't think that's a fair statement though. That's not based. Waiting for it to find a group is not a factor of the game. It's a factor of the community that plays that game.
I don't know what. When I'm level 6,
I don't think you can hold the game itself accountable for whether or not you can get a group quickly.
I'm not even talking about being able to get a group quickly. I mean being able to do anything. I mean, Jethel is level 67 on the Illiracy Mars server in EQ1, and there's not a damn thing he can do by himself that will get him experience.
Nope, unless we go back up to Plain of Storms and kite froggies around for hours on end.
And again, that's not being solo.
I had a box of shaman with us.
Mm-hmm. Right, but would you say that
alive?
Looking at the most recent expansion, the ROK expansion, I think that pendulum has swung a little too far in the soloable content.
There is a lot.
Other than a small series of quests. I'm sorry?
There is a lot of solo content, and it's good and bad at the same time. It's good because you can pop in, you can go do a couple quests for faction in the new zone or whatever, and work your way around. But then it's bad because every time you turn around, your friends are at different tiers through the zone. Either some of them are at the farther end of the quest line because they've zipped on through it, or some of them are just starting out, and here you are in the middle. And it's hard to... you know, be able to gather up and work together on different aspects. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. I think the pendulum, you know, I agree that there needs to be some form of soloable content. But I look at the ROK expansion, and I think that pendulum swung too far in that direction. If you look at all the major overland zones that we have Kylon Plains, we have the Fens, we have Jarsus Wastes. Other than a small series of quests towards the tail end of Kunzar Jungle, you could solo all of that content. You could solo all of those major overland zones.
You can't solo the castle. And there's a lot of quests. There's some quests in there, too. The castle? In the plains? I can't think of the name of the castle.
Oh, yeah, Karnor's that's...
Karnor's Castle.
I was careful to word it the way I did, overland zones.
Okay.
Not talking about instances.
All
right. Right. Well, Karnor's isn't an instance, but it is a dungeon.
Right.
Technically speaking.
Yeah, it's not an instance. I mean, you go in there and everybody else and their brother's in there.
It's a shared dungeon.
Hmm.
But in terms of the overland zones, and if that's their theme, and that's fine. If that was their general direction, I just don't agree. I think it's a little too much. There's no... there's very few, very, very few heroic mobs in all of Rise of Kunark in Overland Zones.
I don't know. I have not been able to do very much in the way of solo.
I mean, I'm a healer. I'm a Templar, and Templars are extraordinarily poor when it comes to DPS. It's usually referred to in DPMs. We're not the best solo in class. It's doable. It takes a little bit of work and a little bit of patience, and you're certainly not going to be killing mobs, you know, turning and burning mobs over and over again. But I contend you could completely solo, and I did for the vast majority of Kylon Plains, Gunzar Jungle, the Fens, and Jarsus Wastes, all by myself.
Well,
all by myself.
It's still good, because you can, if you want, hook up with other people and do stuff. You're not being told you have to have a group. You need a group to do this. When people get forced into a point where you can't do anything without having a group, then they get all upset.
But yeah, it's like me and Zan did a bunch of quests together out there.
And I agree. I agree.
But yeah, but everybody seems to be running through it all. You know what I'm saying? Everybody seemed to be just plowing through soloing.
Right, because the game mechanics were set up that way. All, you know, back in EQ1, you were referring to you're unable to do things by yourself. Your character just doesn't have the tool set to do everything.
You can't do it. You can't. Period. You cannot. With the newer content from what was the release that we left? It was not. It was after Planes of Power. It was.
Omens of War.
God.
You sure
Omens of War?
No. Is that where you went through the...
No.
Gates of Discord.
Discord. Gates of Discord. Mm-hmm. You could not... Nobody could do anything in there alone. Nobody.
Oh, hell no.
Exactly. I would even say throughout all of EverQuest 1, you couldn't do that much on your own.
Well,
I heavily relied on a group.
And I grouped and I soloed just about all the way up to, 68?
Mm-hmm.
I found ways to do it. Of course, I had to box a shaman.
Well, I'll call you there. That's not soloing. You're boxing.
Well, all he would do is be there to heal me back up so I could go back again without ever
having
a lot of downtime.
But that's not solo. That's playing a major character and having a pocket healer. I don't think you could effectively call that solo. You played a solo style game, but you effectively did have two characters.
I think I started boxing in Planes of Power. Before that, it was okay up to that point. You could find something to do. May not be fun. It's probably boring hell, and I don't all remember. But
there were classes that were a little bit more equipped. I mean, bards were infamous for being able to, as were rangers and druids, being able to kite or bow kite.
But it got to a point where you couldn't do that even. You could not.
You couldn't do that anymore.
No.
I'm just saying, in this game we have... But in this game, you could take a ranger, you could take a warlock, you could take a templar, you could take a shadow knight. They were able to complete all of that solo content completely by themselves. Some of them were able to do it a little bit faster, granted. Certain players were probably able to do it a little bit faster based on gear or the willingness to shell out money for spells or have adept threes made earlier for them or whatnot. But you could get through all that content completely solo. There were a few patches, like you suggest, like Karn Wars or City of Mist in Kunzar Jungle, or now certainly quests in the jungle that sent you into Celebes, for example. But you could do almost all of that stuff by yourself. And I think there was a little too much of it. I like solo content, absolutely. It gives me something to do. Heck, I like that writs are soloable now, because it gives me something to do when I have nothing else to do. I do a lot of writs. I do way
but
too many writs.
You can still group up with a couple people and do these, the writs, the quests. There isn't a...
Absolutely, I could, but I do not have to. I do not have to.
They've got rid of that hard line of where you want to do these quests, you have to have a group. Period. No questions asked.
I just think it's too much. I look at the epic quest that came out.
So what would swing it back the other way? Making half the quests where you are required to have a group, that you cannot progress any further without it? Would that be better?
Yes. I would say half. I don't know what that magic number is, but there should be more heroic content, yes. In overland zones is what I'm referring to.
Or maybe mixing it in.
Yes.
Maybe get up to a certain point where you have something hard to do, where you have to find at least another person or two. I still think there are some quests that, in the in the fens, you do get to certain points in the progression of the different quest lines going on that you do hit heroic mobs. That you can
very
really
few.
Progress. Well, I had a handful of them, about six.
No, I'll just. If five of them were heroic.
77.
77, okay.
Quests.
And
these always down.
How many of them were heroic? Five?
Well, like Ugly Bounty.
Five, mate.
Ugly Bounty, which is the continuation of Fistful of Metal and For a Few Coins. Okay, that was a heroic.
I did that all solo.
No.
I did that all solo.
We had to do it in a group.
Well, then it's as simple as this. Delmon needs to be nerfed.
No.
Yes, he does.
The only part of it that I did that I grew was when we had to go into the mines. There's the name in the back of the mines.
Now, the mines weren't marked as heroic, but yes, it was extremely difficult to try and do that solo. I couldn't do that either. I had to go at least with another person.
Right, I'll admit I paired up with somebody there. The mines are completely solo mobs. It just, the problem was the amount of them that I had to fight my way through to get to the end was too much. That's one. I'm just, the percentage of all of Kunzard, the fens, is minor. I would say within single digits percentage that are heroic. And that's where I'm coming from. It's not 50-50, it's
10.
Not even 80-20.
You don't even think there's 10 of them. Out of 77. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. If there's that many.
I would probably say 9.
I'll probably
agree journal. With you. There's Brute Force. I forgot what it was. It was one of the brutes that was a heroic.
Brute Force.
Yeah.
I'm looking in my journal right now. I'm just scrolling through because I completed all of them. According to the journal, not one of them is marked as heroic. Now, I will admit that's not 100% guaranteed, because I do remember, like, the overseers. You're right.
How many
do I have done in that zone?
Yes.
I have. I'm sorry. Come again. In Fens, I have completed 78 quests.
How many have you completed?
Quests.
Huh?
In Fens, Fens of Nazar, 78.
That's what you've completed?
Yes.
See,
they're
have
all completed.
Seven.
I use the fluffy site to track them all.
Yeah, me too. Bernie's Order I've never finished.
Which one?
Bernie's Order.
That one I haven't finished either, because you have to faction pretty hardcore about that one.
True.
And I'm working on it. I am.
Okay, I just want to bitch about this though. Whether we're on the air
okay.
or not. EverQuest 1 is coming up on their 9th year anniversary.
Right.
That's correct.
And they have a video contest going on right now. It's called the You're in Our World Now contest. Where you create your own
your own
EverQuest video. You can only use music from EverQuest. Voiceovers are okay. And blah, blah, blah. But first place is a 40-gigabyte Handycam camcorder worth $800.
Yeah.
What is our first place prize? A keyboard?
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, he's got a fair.
It's not put on by Sony. It's put on by right. Wii Games, okay? And it's not...
Okay, there you go, Linda.
You have won, so don't count your chickens before they're hatched.
Yeah, you haven't seen Dell's video yet. I'm concerned about trying to keep that mature rating down, but...
Yeah, this is for a 9th anniversary, not just a World Day.